Hi, Joelle?
Yes.
Hi, Joelle. This is Nadine Medina. I'm with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good.
Happy New Year. I'm good. You ready to ring in 2026?
I suppose. As ready as I'm going to be.
You and me both. You and me both. So I was calling you, Joelle, and I apologize. I was stuck in a meeting, but I know that they had set an appointment for us to speak with you about the Google Verified program.
I wanted to talk to you about it.
Okay. Well, a pleasure to meet you. Are you familiar with Google Verified? Have you ever seen it, like on placement on Google?
No, I haven't. I'm familiar with the concept of it. From the way that I understand it, is it works a lot like Angie's List. I use Angie's List right now, where a potential client put in a request for work done. Angie sends that quote based on search words, based on service tasks for pros, to the pro, and we contact the potential clients.
Right.
It sounds like Google Verified works a lot like that, I think.
I can be a little bit more clear on how it works. So it's not going to be a lead where, you know how like with Angie's, you get a lead sent to you and you got to call them, right? Because someone's requesting your service.
Okay.
These leads are going to be direct calls that are coming to you from the potential, you know, prospect that's searching up your services on Google. Okay.
Okay.
So it'll be a live direct call. And you're not sharing them with anyone. With Angie's, not that it's a bad thing, but with Angie's, like when you get that lead, it's also being, I was going
to
say two or three. Yeah. You get the concept, right?
I get the idea.
Okay. So Google Verified, and this is exactly why Google created the program, because they know that some people don't like sharing leads. You know, they would rather that it be a direct call. So Google Verified, like I said, it'll be a direct call coming to you. You don't share it with anyone. They do have requirements to be a part of that program, okay? So you have to have a Google online presence with up to 5 reviews, which will help you get there. They do require a background check. They want to make sure you don't have any felonies in the last 7 years, okay? And then for the handyman, I call it vertical category, okay? They do require, they're not requiring licensing. What they do require is for you to carry $100,000 in general liability insurance, correct?
Yeah, which isn't a problem. I mean, I know there's no license requirements for a handyman.
Right.
I do have my LLC that is now set up. It's just finalized recently, and I am in the process of getting insurance, so that won't be an issue.
Okay. Perfect. And I'm just clarifying on something else, too, for you.
Okay.
So you're in the process of getting insurance. Perfect. And you don't have to endorse them on your insurance. It's just showing the proof, which is the certificate of liability insurance. Okay. Now.
Right. And that's something I want for myself anyway. Because
yeah. And that's good.
A wrong job. I don't want to lose everything I own.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, there is a one-time $250 application fee, and what we do is send you the application, you fill it out, you upload it, and you push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay? Well, we push it through, in fact. It takes about 4 to 8 weeks to get approved, but I will tell you, Joelle, I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. It depends how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check. Now, once you are approved, we will call you to notify you of the approval and to activate your leads within 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise. if you said, no, activate them now, or actually call me next month to activate them. Okay? So,
okay.
For the handyman vertical, we always start you off with a minimum monthly budget just because we want you to see how it works first before
right.
you start requesting to send you more leads. Okay?
Yeah, that's how I would feel more comfortable doing it anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, the minimum monthly budget, Joelle, for that vertical, let me just pull it up here. You're looking at $728. Now, that is going to give you up to 13 leads in a month. So your leads are $56. When that call comes through, it's going to deduct it from that budget. But here's the kicker on it. Excuse me. Let's say somebody called you to remove a tree. Completely outside of your services, Google has to credit the lead back to you because it's unqualified. If they called you outside of the area that you service, as long as you don't accept the job, unqualified, credited back. If they're calling to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, unqualified, credited back. What they consider a qualified lead is if you gave a price over the phone or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that is considered a qualified lead. Google will assign a tracking number that is linked to your phone, and this is how they identify what's qualified and what's not through the AI system. But you would also have a team that's dedicated to your account and managing it. So if we saw that one slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google to have that credited back to you on your behalf. Now, if you only got one lead in the month, okay, what is left over from that budget is going to roll over to the next month. So now what that means is that the following month, you're only going to pay $56 because you're basically paying for the lead that you received the month before because it rolled over. Okay?
Okay. So it's $56 per lead?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And what was that? That was 700. What was the monthly?
728. 728 is the minimum monthly budget. And then that's to activate them, right? And then when a lead comes in, it deducts the $56 from the 728. So like, let's say you got two leads, right? That first month, there's money left over in the budget rolls over. So that means the next month, you're going to pay 56 times two for the two leads that you got the month before. Okay. If you go on vacation, or let's just say you landed a bunch of projects and you need to shut off the leads, right? You need to pause them. What you do is you call us and you say, hey, I need you guys to pause my leads, and we pause them. We don't remove the pause until you call us to let us know, hey, go ahead and unpause them, and it'll pick up where it left off.
That doesn't affect my monthly budget?
Nope, because let's say the first month, right? You got two leads, and then let's say something came up, a project, and you're going to be bombarded for a month. Like, you can't take no leads. You call us and you say, shut them off. So it shuts them off. Now, when you call us back a month later and you say, hey, I need you guys to go ahead and unpause them, or 2 weeks later, it's going to continue to pick up where it left off, right?
Okay.
Before you have to replenish it. So it's on a monthly. So depending how many leads in that month determines what you pay the following month. It'll be tracked in your tracking and reporting system. So you're able to track all of that. And
okay,
under the handyman, go ahead, question.
Go ahead. I'll save my questions for when you're done.
Okay. Now, under the handyman, that's going to include, and I'm going to read these off to you, and then I'll explain why I'm reading them. Cleaning gutters, assembly furniture, install repair drywall, install repair fan, install repair flooring, install repair tile, install or repair water fixtures, painting indoor outdoors, mounting TVs. I say this because let's say you're like, I don't want assembly furniture. Okay, we're not going to list that. So if someone calls you, hey, can you come out and assemble, you know, a table for me, right? Some furniture I purchased. That's not a service that you offer, and it's not noted there. So that's considered an unqualified lead. Okay?
I determine my service tasks.
Correct. Those are what we call the subcategories that I read off to you, and the team would go over that with you.
Right.
Okay. Once you're, yeah. Okay. Questions?
How are these leads generated?
Through the Google search. So, Joelle, I go on Google, and I'm looking for a handyman. When I see those search results, the very first ones that I'm going to see at the very tippy top of the page is going to say Google sponsored. Those are the Google verified profiles. Underneath of those, and you'll know that those are the Google verified profiles because they're going to have a blue check mark that says verified.
Right
underneath of that is going to be the Google sponsored ads, which are what we call the Google ads, the pay-per-click.
Which is
then underneath of that,
okay.
Yeah, and then underneath of that is what we call the Google local listing first page in the local map, which is what you currently have. Okay?
Right. Okay.
So how those leads are going to be generated is when someone's performing the search on Google, they see your profile in the Google verified, they click on that phone number, and they're calling you directly.
Okay.
Okay? Make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
All right. So what's the sponsored one?
The sponsored one, which is the Google, what we call the Google ads, those run on a rotation. Okay. So Google ads allows you to target, you could target specific areas where you have more of an online presence on Google. Okay. Google ads, if we were to add those into your package, those are $300 monthly. Okay? So Google ads will allow us to use more keywords and search terms, but they are a pay-per-click, so you have a $300 budget that we're managing. You're not paying per click because you're paying us the flat rate. We're incurring the cost per click. So like right now, right, you have that Google local listing first page. That one, it doesn't matter how many calls or jobs you get, you're still paying that same flat rate. You also have the Facebook ads, right? So you don't incur click fees with the Facebook ads because you're paying that I believe it's $249 a month. Okay? Yeah, $249 a month is what you're paying. Now, if you wanted to add Google ads to have another spotlight position on Google, the Google sponsored ads, you would look at an additional $300 a month. Okay.
And that just
for the Google ads.
Search function.
Yeah, it'll actually put you not just in the local map, but above the local map, you would be in the Google sponsored ads. Now you can get people calling you from those Google ads for like a service that you don't even offer. It's not like you could say, hey, that wasn't a qualified because that's not part of the Google qualified leads. The Google verified is a completely separate program from the Google sponsored ads and the Google local listing.
Okay. So neither one of these work off of a lead that you're generating to send to me. It works off of my placement on a Google search.
Yes. Correct. Now
but the
with
monthly
Google
budget, or at least on the verified side, if I don't use my monthly budget, it rolls over.
It rolls over, yep. And you can pause it as many times as you need to for as long as you need to.
Okay. Another question about the verified.
Mm-hmm.
Does that tie into the what I'm already signed up for as far as location?
Oh, great right. question.
So let me reword that. Let me rephrase that. So one of the reasons that I signed up with Angie is because right now I'm in Mims, Florida, but next year my goal is to become like a traveling handyman. One of the things about Angie's list is I can call them and say, hey, I'm moving to this zip code, and they'll start generating leads from that service area, wherever I tell them I'm going. Is that an option with Google?
Great question. So with Google verified, okay, you can cover the whole state of Florida if you wanted, as long as that's where your insurance covers you. Okay. If you're going into another state, then you would have to meet the qualifications in another state. So okay. States have different qualifications for Google Verified. And that would mean that you would have to have an actual Google business profile in that other state as well. But if we're talking Florida, you could cover anywhere in Florida with that Google Verified profile. Anywhere.
Okay.
You could say, you know what? Yeah, I'm in MIMS, but you know what? I want to target these specific zip codes right now in Florida with that Google Verified. You can change them at any time too. You would just let us know to update them.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So it does give me the flexibility to change location.
Absolutely.
If it's outside of Florida, it would have to meet different criteria. Okay.
Correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. That answers that question.
Yeah. Do you pretty much stay in Florida, or is that your goal to stay in Florida but just kind of travel within Florida or to other states?
No. My goal is going to be to travel nationally. That's why I was asking.
Wow. Yeah. It would just mean that, like, okay, we would look at, like, let's say, for example, I don't know, let's say Louisiana, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were going to Louisiana and you wanted to see, you know, what the qualifications were there, then we would have to see, okay, what would be the qualifications for that, right? We would just look, they might only require that you carry insurance for Louisiana at, like, I don't know, 50,000, or they might ask for 250, or for the handyman, they might want a license. So we would just have to look at what those requirements are.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's the requirements that you're talking about, is just basically insurance and licensing?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's, all right.
Yeah, because even like with roofers, you know, there's certain roofers that also travel to like different states because they follow the storms, right?
Right.
So like there's one guy that I know, he's in Wisconsin, but he just opened up a new location in Houston. And so, you know, he's having to, because it's a completely different state, you know, in Texas, they have different requirements than what they ask for in Wisconsin. So he's having to get the insurance that will show that he's in that location in Houston and that he's covered there for the roofing. So,
right.
You know,
okay.
It's just, you know, sometimes they're different requirements.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
I get that. Okay. Okay. All right. I think that answers any questions that I had.
How do you feel about this Google Verified? What are your thoughts on it?
It sounds good. It actually sounds like it would work for me. I would need to look up, I guess, to see what the range of fluctuation is between for insurance and licensing between different states, just to see how much,
yeah,
to see if it's going to be a feasible option based on that. So that I would have to look up. But otherwise, I mean, it doesn't sound bad. I mean, I like the fact that pausing the account doesn't have an effect,
yeah,
on my budget, which is not,
nope,
that way with Angie's. I like the fact that whatever budget's not used rolls over. That sounds all,
mm-hmm,
that all sounds great.
Yeah, and
yeah,
you would never,
I would
for the leads,
on the insurance and licensing part.
Yeah, and for the leads, you would never pay no more than the $728, right? Because that's your minimum monthly budget. So if you got all 13 leads, then yeah, you know you got to replenish the budget, right? But you always have the ability to say, hey, I want to increase the number of leads. Maybe you're like, it's booming for you. You love it. You've hired a couple of guys. Now you want to keep it moving, right? Or you might say, hey, I need you guys to pause it for a minute. That's what I love about this program. With Angie's, when you pause their leads, unfortunately, and I've heard this from others. I don't know if it's still like that, but if you don't keep an eye on it or set a reminder for yourself, it will automatically turn those leads back on. You know?
Well, I'm not sure about that part, but I know with Angie's pausing my leads, it doesn't stop. It doesn't put a hold on my budget. Like, I'm losing money, essentially.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't.
When you pause,
they pause sending me the leads, but it just means that I'm not guaranteed I'm going to meet my monthly quota for my leads. That I'm not. It doesn't guarantee. I'm not guaranteed I'm going to get the amount of leads that I should be getting for the month.
Okay.
Leads me out on some of my budget.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Like the fact that Google Verified, when you pause the account, it doesn't affect the budget. It's
it's not. It like holds it. Yeah. I didn't know that. Wow, that's interesting that it's done like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's odd that they do it like that. But with Google Verified, no matter what the monthly budget is, are the leads always $56 a lead?
Yes, unless if you do what they call max bidding. Max bidding means you could choose to pay either double or triple the cost of the lead to be closer to the top. However, you would have to be approved for that by Google. But other than that, the leads would be $56 per lead.
Okay. And what's your next plan up from the 728?
The next plan would be, like, if you wanted to increase the amount of leads that you're getting.
Right.
I'll be honest with you.
Is there a set amount for that?
Nope. That's why the minimum monthly budget is going to be the up to 13 leads. It wouldn't be anything lower than that. Would just work your way up from there. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, Joelle.
15 leads a month.
15? You can. Yeah, you just let our team know. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, adding in the Google Verified, this would then consider you what we call an ideal client. So that would then assign you as well what we call an AM, which is an account manager. So someone also would be like a direct contact for you here at Local Splash when you upgrade to the Google Verified program, because you have two of our programs and we want to make sure that we also have more eyes on it, if that kind of makes sense. So this way, not only do you have the team managing, but you also have a specific person dedicated.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. It sounds good.
Yeah. I think it'd be a really great fit for you, to be quite honest. And if you look at it like this, right, we get you through the application process. I would say maybe late January, possible mid-February, you would be approved, because it takes about 4 to 8 weeks, depending. But once you're approved, and we call you to notify you, like I said, within 3 days, they want to activate the leads unless if you say otherwise, right?
Okay.
You could say, hey, you know what? Let's say you got approved end of January, right, or beginning of February. You might say, hey, you know what? Give me a call mid-February to see about activating them. So it's not like they're just going to, bam, hit you with a 728. They got to call you to notify you, you know? So what do you think? You want to give it a shot and get the process rolling?
Well, not just yet. Let me get my insurance actually set up first, and let me do some digging on the flexibility on the different states' requirements for insurance and licensing.
What's one of the states? I can kind of take a look to see what some of them require, just to kind of give you an idea.
I don't really have like a set plan, like as far as like where I'm gonna go. It's more of just kind of wherever I feel like going. So it's
okay. So like, I'll give you an example, right? Let's say Georgia. Okay. Georgia does not require a license for handyman, but they do want you to have a $300,000 general liability insurance.
Okay.
Okay.
It seems like $1 million general liability seems to be the kind
I'll be very honest with you. Majority of business owners either carry 1 or 2 million. Okay. They never carry like the 100,000 or what have you. Like even Louisiana, no license is required, but they want you to carry 100,000 and general liability.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, pretty much that's what you're looking at. Alabama, no license, $250,000 in general liability. I think you would be safe with a million dollar general liability.
Yeah, I think so too. And that seems to be what kind of the industry
standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now Maryland, so Maryland, this is interesting. They only want you to carry $50,000 in general liability, but for a handyman, you need to have a home improvement license or a home improvement contractor license. So they require licensing. Yeah.
Okay.
In Maryland, just an FYI, right?
Well, the Northeast is fortunately enough not where I plan on going, but.
Okay. Well, then you're good.
Yeah.
And Kentucky, no license required, just insurance. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I will send you, Joelle, my contact information. If you're interested in getting this started, please feel free and reach out to me. I am here at Local Splash. And then we can go from there. Okay.
Here's another question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you guys have like a review base or some kind of base to show like people that are using Google Verified that they've reviewed or given feedback on how they like the program from other pros?
I could take a look. I could definitely take a look. I could tell you this, in my opinion, okay, people have been more successful with the Google Verified than with Google Ads. Okay, because with Google Ads, not that they don't work, but you gotta invest a lot, okay, in order to get a good conversion rate, okay, because it's that click to call. With Google Verified, they will see on your profile that you passed the background check. They know that you've been approved by Google to be a part of that program. It's not because what you're paying into it. You went through the approval process, the background check. It'll show that you're insured and that you're a verified company to be a part of that program. And anyone who calls those that are listed on there, they know that. So,
okay.
I mean, I can try to find out what businesses, you know, might have left reviews regarding the Google Verified program, but I will say this, it's one of Google's better products. I recommend it before I even offer Google Ads, to be very honest with you. Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm going to do some thinking on this, and I probably won't do it right now, but it's something I think I will seriously consider.
I think it would definitely be a really, really good option for you. And again, I would recommend it before even doing Google Ads, because even with Google Ads, right, Google Ads are going to be based off of where your business is verified with the Google Business Profile. So it's not like that Google Ad, you can move it to a different state, because you would have to have that Google Business Profile in that state as well. So it's different with the Google Verified. Okay?
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Joelle. Any other questions for me?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I hope you have a very happy and prosperous new year. And I'll send you my extension. So this way, if you're interested in it, then, you know, give me a call and we can go ahead and get you started on that. Okay.
All right. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.